Welcome to the Austin Out Podcast, where we answer your fun and freaky questions about Austin and the surrounding area.
Fun and freaky?
Well, last week, Brittany, we talked about the best place to hide a body in Austin, and this week we're going to be covering skinny dipping, among other things, so I think that kind of qualifies.
Alrighty then, let's get to it.
Alright, sounds good. Thanks for joining us today. I'm your host, Eric Hyland, and with me, as always, is the most beautiful-licious person in the world, Brittany.
Hey, Austin. Welcome to our Trademark One Take podcast. We would like to welcome all of our new listeners and give a shout-out to our loyal listeners who tune in every week.
Yeah, we're so glad you're here.
For those new to the podcast, every week we get some great questions from the Austinot community via our social networks like Facebook, Twitter, Google+. Mm-hmm. We do our very best to give you a personal answer.
And for the record, if we didn't pick your question this week, it's not personal. It's just a time issue. We like to keep the podcast short and snappy. All right, Britt. So what questions have we gotten this week that we can answer?
We picked 6 questions for this week. We plan to answer them in less than 12 minutes.
Easy done.
The questions this week are best Italian restaurants, mm-hmm. best lake for kayaking, best fun and free thing outdoors this weekend, one about an interesting but little known fact about Austin.
I love history.
And another question about the best place to view Hill Country flowers.
Okay.
But first on our list is the skinny dipping question.
Bring it on, Brittany.
Kathleen Victoria Blackwell from Facebook wants to know, what is the best place to skinny dip with friends and not get caught?
And Kathleen, you naughty, naughty girl.
Be nicer.
All right, I can tease her a little. Kat's a friend of mine.
Does that mean you're going skinny dipping with her?
That would be a no. Kat and I are cool and all, but we're not that cool. So anyway, Kathleen, listen, there are a number of places that you could take friends to go skinny dipping here in the area. But most of them, you get risk, you risk getting caught.
Sure.
So there is one place, though, where you can jump in the water the way you were born without any clothing on and nobody cares. And that would be our suggestion. It's called Hippie Hollow Park.
Hippie Hollow is located on the shores of Lake Travis, about half an hour from Austin. It's the only legally recognized clothing optional public park in the state of Texas, according to Travis County Parks website.
Now, a few rules. You have to be 18 years of age or older to go. There are no lifeguards, and the website asks everyone to respect the privacy of others, you know, ask permission before taking photographs.
Yeah,
you know, that
good
kind
idea.
Of thing.
They say that nudity is acceptable, but lewd behavior is not.
Right.
So we hope that answers your question, Kathleen.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, Eric, did you know that Hippie Hollow Park is also home to several endangered species that are protected wildlife, like the golden-cheeked warbler and the black-capped vireo?
I bet they're not the only golden cheeks out there.
Moving on. The next question is from @LaurenMockney from Twitter.
Okay.
She wants to know, what are the best Italian restaurants in Austin?
That's a good question, @LaurenMockney. You know, I really don't know of any standalone places that could claim the very best Italian in Austin, but there are a few good spots in town.
One of my personal favorites in town that has some sentimental value is Milto's Mediterranean Cafe, which I've been going to since high school.
Yeah, Milto's is on 29th and the Drag, or 29th and Guadalupe. And they actually serve up both Greek and Italian food. Personally, I always order gyros with extra meat. It's really good.
And I like their fettuccine Alfredo. It is one of my favorite spots in town. Another notable place in town is Mandola's Italian. It's like a combination of a grocery market, deli, coffee bar, and a bakery wrapped up in a restaurant.
Yeah, it's always packed every time we've gone by. They've got 3 locations in town, one at the Triangle, which is the one that we usually go to when we're in the area, one at Bee Cave, and one at Arbor Trail. And historically, it's had mixed reviews, but there's no denying that the variety of options at Mandola's is more diverse than most, and they have free Wi-Fi, which I really like.
Yeah, and one more for you to try is Vespaio di Starante.
Ooh, you say that really well.
It's on the corner of South Congress and Milton at 1610 South Congress. It isn't cheap, but it's a nice spot.
Yes. All right, they have fresh-made pastas, large portions of lasagna, delectable desserts. If you can swing the bill, this is definitely a place to check out, Lauren.
And if you need to save just a little bit but still want to experience Vespaio, co-located is Enoteca Vespaio, which is their bistro-inspired cafe.
Right.
It's more suited for a casual meal, not as fancy as the main restaurant, but we think you'll also be pretty happy with it.
Yeah, we encourage you to try them all out, Lauren, and let us know your thoughts on Twitter once you have. We would personally love to find other Italian places that we didn't mention on today's podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
We love Italian food. So, all right. Britt, next question. What do we got?
The next question is from Joey McGurr via Facebook.
Okay.
He wants to know, what is the best place to launch a kayak?
That would be in the water, Joey. Yeah. It works best in the water.
Seriously, Eric.
Right.
There's more to the question. He added on, which lake is the best for kayaking?
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Well, listen, Joey. In Austin, the best place to launch a kayak might just be Walter Beach Ramp, which is just off East Avenue near the frontage road of I-35, but that would be the best place for me, Brittany, because I would like to be somewhere where I could see a view of the skyline.
Right.
Right? So for Joey, it might not be that, and Walter Beach Ramp doesn't have great reviews. So it really depends, I think, on what you mean by best.
But we did find a great resource for you in AustinKayak.com. Mm-hmm. They have an interactive map where you can find all of the recommended launch points for kayaking.
Yeah.
The best launch site, like Eric said, might differ depending on your criteria. So we recommend you check out AustinKayak.com. As far as what lake is the best for kayaking...
Inks Lake. No question.
Oh my gosh. Inks Lake State Park is so much fun. It's an awesome spot for kayaking, swimming, camping, rock jumping. Yeah. Devil's Watering Hole is so much fun at Inks Lake. It's just one of our favorite spots.
Most definitely, Joey. Definitely check out Inks Lake State Park. And as far as locally here in Austin, like we said, check out AustinKayak.com. Mm-hmm. All right, Britt, what's next?
We still have the best fun and free thing to do this weekend. A question about...
This weekend, right?
Yeah, this weekend. A question about an interesting fact regarding Austin history and the best place to see some of our famous Texas Hill Country wildflowers.
Sounds great. We're going to burn through all three of those questions right after our quick sponsor break. So cue the sponsor music, Britt.
Do, 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 do. Hopefully you're enjoying our trademark one-take podcast. We love doing it every week.
And we are looking for locally owned businesses to sponsor the Austinaut website.
The Austinaut is like a family, a really huge one.
Each day we interact with tens of thousands of people who are in Austin and the surrounding area.
We're already reaching the audience your business wants to reach, and we're much more affordable than traditional advertising.
And as of today, Britt, we have over 300 published articles on the Austinaut.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so by sponsoring us, you get your logo with a link back to your site on over 300 unique web pages, all for a low monthly amount.
And since we post on average five new articles per week, you get even more bang for your buck. And if you're interested, it's really easy to get started. Go to austinaut.com and click on the Advertise With Us link on the right side of the page.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you, and our sponsors are what keep us discovering Austin.
A big thank you to our current sponsors, American Bingo, Kong Screen Printing, Red Chair Market, the Sherwood Forest Fair, and Goody Bag.
Yes, thank you so much to all of these wonderful local businesses that keep us discovering Austin.
Alrighty, back to the show. The next question comes from Tyler Edmonds via Facebook, who asks, what is one interesting but little known fact about Austin's history?
All right, Tyler. Well, I love history, and I have one for you right off the bat. Did you know that the state of Texas gave away 3 million acres of land in one of the largest barter transactions in recorded history, all in exchange for the construction of a single building here in Austin?
The land we traded away was part of the Texas Panhandle, and it eventually became the XIT Ranch, which was historically one of the largest cattle ranches in the world.
Basically, a deal was struck between the 17th Texas legislature and a couple of guys out of Chicago. In exchange for 3 million acres of Texas land, these Chicago boys agreed to build us a Capitol building.
And that's exactly what they did. We got ourselves a Capitol building, and in 1885, they got a ranch. But the timing was bad for them, as cattle prices crashed a year later in 1886, and by the fall of 88, the ranch was unable to make a profit.
So there you have it, Tyler. Interesting, little-known fact about Austin history. We actually have an article about this on the Austinaut. If you hover over the culture drop-down menu on the left side of the page and click on history, you'll find it.
All right, Eric, and two more questions.
Okay.
The next one is from Amy Swanholm via Facebook, who asks, is there anything fun and free happening outdoors this weekend?
And the answer is, this is Austin. So yes, Amy, there's always something fun and free to do in Austin on the weekends.
First off, we have to mention Honk, which is a festival of community street bands.
I'm really excited about it.
I am too. It's basically a nonprofit, community-driven festival that brings brass bands from around the country to perform absolutely free in the public spaces of Austin, and you can find all of the details on our homepage at austinaut.com about the Honk Festival.
Yeah, that looks like so much fun. Like I said, I'm really looking forward to just kind of driving around and finding them or walking around, and yeah, definitely want to catch that. All right, for another option, there's a Gaelic football league here in Austin, believe it or not, and you can go check that out. It's taking place on Saturday starting at 9:30 a.m. at the Onion Creek Soccer Complex at 5600 East William Cannon Drive.
It's totally free. If you want to watch the men play, they start at 9:30. The women's team starts at 10:30. The complex is BYOB, but don't bring any glass. Dogs are welcome on their leashes. And there are no benches, so bring your own chair or a blanket.
Yeah, and there are also some other events worth checking out this weekend, which are all on our Austin events calendar at austinaut.com. The calendar's on the top left of the page. Now, some aren't necessarily free, but they're definitely fun. And one that I have to mention is the Sherwood Forest Fair. It's one of the best Renaissance fairs ever, and it's this week. It's going on this weekend. Mm-hmm. If you've never been, you absolutely need to check this out, Amy.
All right, Eric. Our last question comes from Rebecca Belcher Photography, who asks, where is a great place to view the bluebells?
Now, that's a strange question, only because most people ask about the blue bonnets this time of year, which is the state flower of Texas that is in bloom between March and May. If you're looking to see blue bonnets, on the off chance that's what you were asking, I would recommend the Willow City Loop.
It's just 12 miles northeast of Fredericksburg, and it starts in Willow City. It's basically a 20-mile stretch of beautiful Texas back road. From Austin, take 290 west to Fredericksburg, and then go 12 miles north on Highway 16.
Yep.
Turn right on FM 1323 for 2 miles, and the loop starts there.
Yeah, and there are two spots once you're on the loop which you should consider stopping at for a break. Harry's on the Loop and the Not on the Loop Saloon. They're both fun spots to stop during your photography session.
That's awesome. Now, if you actually are looking for bluebells, the flower, then those can be found starting in mid to late summer and continuing into early fall. Grimes County and all around Navasota are good places to find bluebells.
And of course, if you were secretly speaking of everyone's favorite bluebell, the ice creamery, you can find them at the Little Creamery in Brenham, Texas.
Bluebell claims, and I quote, "The milk we use is so fresh, it was grass only yesterday."
You gotta love that. So there you have it, Rebecca. Thanks for the question. Hope that helped. And if you were really asking about blueberries, the flower, I apologize about all that other stuff.
Well, there you have it, folks. We've answered a few questions about Austin and the surrounding area, and we did it in less than 12 minutes.
That's how we do on the Austinaut. There's absolutely no excuse not to get out there and enjoy what our area has to offer. Thanks for joining us on the podcast.
For those new to the Austinaut, bookmark us. We post 5 articles per week. We have hundreds of unique articles all about Austin and the surrounding area on our site. So take some time, check it out.
Yep, we also like to give stuff away. So we have some pretty amazing giveaways, and we do it every other week. So it's free to sign up and win. We'll have a link for you on the Austinaut in case you're interested.
And if you have any questions, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/theAustinaut. And if you use Twitter, you can find us at TheAustinaut. As always, check out our Austin events calendar, which is on the top left of any of the pages on our site.
So tweet us and get to know us. We hope to see you out and about. And if you see us out there somewhere in Austin or the Hill Country, stop by and say hello. We love to get to know the folks who know us. Mm-hmm. And that wraps up our podcast. Any last words, Britt?
See you soon. Do, 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 do. Do.